It's milking time at the New Moon Dairy Farm in Munnsville, New York. Owners Chris and Sarah Ficken line up their cows into a tight row. They then carefully apply the hoses to the cow's udders.
Voila. All right, let's get the other ones on.
At their young ages, Chris 28 and Sarah 27, they're somewhat of an anomaly in the agriculture industry. The average farmer in New York State is 55 years old, but Chris doesn't see himself as an outlier. He was raised on a farm in Wisconsin and always wanted to start his own farm someday, but he says for many in his generation, it's not so simple.
There are plenty of young people who would like to take on reins, but connecting those young people to the older people who are willing to relinquish those, you know, take those reins, that's much more of a challenge than people realize.
Chris moved to New York to attend Cornell University, where he met Sarah. Upon graduating, the two moved to Madison County to start their own farm. And the Fickens say things are beginning to flow. The two got a new farmer grant last year worth $50,000. It was one of nearly 20 awards New York distributed with funding in its 2014-15 budget to help encourage and support a younger generation of farmers. Sarah says it helped them rebuild a barn that was destroyed in a fire and resolved an important decision.
And it's very much closed the conversation as to if we're going to move, you know, to a different state and try farming there, or a different area and try farming there. By being able to build the infrastructure we need, we know that we can make this farm work.
The state has invested more than $2.5 million into the New Farmers Initiative since it began 2 years ago. Central and Northern New York State Senator Patty Ritchie has been a leading advocate in Albany for that program and others, like student loan debt assistance and farming apprenticeship programs for veterans. Ritchie says that funding can fix what could become a crisis.
If we can't encourage more people to go into farming, whether it's, you know, young folks staying on the family farm or others who have not been exposed, being interested and going into the agriculture industry, we're going to be in serious trouble.
A 2015 report from the New York State Comptroller's Office found that the agriculture industry contributed $37.6 billion to the state's economy in 2011. And Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says 98% of those farms are family-owned, like at Michael Woods' farm. He's a recent SUNY ESF graduate who is getting financial assistance with his student loan debt under the program.
If it wasn't for me, I'm sure it would have been sold a while ago.
Wood, like the Fickens, says the money he saves through the debt relief funding is invested right back into his family's operation.
Yeah, it's definitely helped me able to, you know, put money back into this farm. And not only to this farm, but, you know, like I said, we sell locally. You know, it's not just me that I'm helping. It's really the community.
But for Ritchie, the biggest investment is in ensuring the agriculture industry continues beyond the baby boomer generation.
You know, if there's no farms, there's no food.
In Munnsville, I'm Payne Horning.